another edition of What's on Your Mind Thursday. 1 week from Thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but that seems like it is just barreled down on us like a freight train here. The holidays are coming. Anyway, hope you have great Turkey Day plans. I am Scott Hennen. Mark Skogabo is with me as well. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5 right here on the flag, AM 1090. Boom into the Bakken and AM 1100, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota. I'm in Minot today for the state volleyball tournament, and looking forward to that. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I noticed that the snow is white again this year. I was hoping for some chartreuse.
You were? No, it's white again. And I, you know, I drove through a good chunk of that system last night, and I was listening to our affiliate K-Fire on the way through, and a lot of folks throughout northwestern North Dakota say, "Well, what the? You know, where are the plows? Where are the sand trucks? Where are they?" It hit the northwest pretty hard, and it looks like I'm looking at the road reports right now. And, you know, a good chunk of the oil patch, not too bad. South of Williston, 200. And, you know, as you head towards the Montana line and south out of Williston, things are a little rough yet. Some scattered ice south of Highway 2. But Highway 2 itself looks okay. But if you, like me, were wondering the question, you know, hey, do we have road plows? Are they out? I don't know if they got caught off guard or what, but I'll give you an example. Highway 83. Coming into Minot, I would say about half the way, there was, you know, the passing lane was not passable. I mean, there were some significant drifts over there. So
did they get 4 or 5 inches and then drift?
Yeah, I wonder what the tally in, but I would say all of 4 inches last night. It was so Minot at least. And by the way, scattered snow and drifts cover a good chunk of roads still, pretty much the northern half of the state, with the exception, as I say, of that northwest corner, now Highway 2 and north, up till about Highway 40 are okay. But Highway 40 all the way east, you know, into the Grafton area, I mean, Devil's Lake, Minot, Highway 2 from, half hour west of Minot all the way to Grand Forks on Highway 2 is looking a little rough, so... I would imagine today will be better and they'll be out. But where were they last night would be my question.
When you needed them.
Yeah.
To convoy the athletes to the contests of volleyball.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right.
How many teams are involved in this tournament?
It did disrupt one particular meeting. Vision West's roundtable event that was scheduled today in Newtown has been canceled. I guess most folks were probably planning on coming up last night, so they decided to postpone that event. So, Newtown, no go. And, of course, as I look, you know, in that area, there's some scattered ice and some scattered snowdrifts. Anyway, curious if you share my frustration. If you do, let us know at 855-200-1776. I'd like to hear from you. We're going to try and dig into that a little bit today on the program and just ask DOT what's going on there. But hopefully things will improve a little bit today. As I mentioned, in Minot for the state volleyball tournament, I'm looking at the sports page, Mark, of the Minot Daily News right now. And it is 4 stories on the front page of significance, all about the state volleyball tournament. So kind of a big deal.
Well, it's definitely the front page on the Fargo Forum as well.
Is it? And our daughter, Hannah, actually is a volleyball player. She's a freshman, but she's had an opportunity to play with the varsity a few times.
That's great.
And so she most likely won't play, obviously, and is kind of playing more like a manager role. But I've never been to a state volleyball tournament. And, you know, we've kind of gotten hooked this year because of Hannah's involvement in the C and B team. So it was fun to come take it in. Shanley's hot. They're 29-2. So they're the number one seed in the East region. And so they'll play Bismarck High at noon today. On the A side, you got Shanley, you got Fargo Davies Eagles, you got the Grand Forks Red River Rough Riders, Fargo South, St. Mary's out of Bismarck, Jamestown Century out of Dickinson, and then Bismarck High. Class B, you got Northern Cass, you got Thompson, Lemoore, Carrington, Grant County, Mulhall, Lansford, Sherwood is here, Beulah's here, and the Stanley Blue Jays are here.
The Blue Jays.
Exactly right. So they're, and I think that's, it might be their first tournament appearance. So, oh no, I'm sorry. They were here 2 years ago.
Blue Jays are smart birds. I've made friends with a few of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's Mohall. It's Mohall's first trip. I knew it was somebody's first trip here to the tournament. So anyway, that's kind of fun. So I'll be rooting for Shanley and Stanley. Shanley and Stanley will be my two teams to root for.
Good for exactly. You.
Yeah. I like watching volleyball. It's fun. It's good entertainment.
It is. It's you know, it's really got a lot of art to it, the setting and then a lot of power and a lot of hustle. It's intense and it's fun.
All right, so let's tackle some news here as well. We'll give you a preview of what's to come on what's on your mind in hours 2 and 3 here in a little bit. We're going to tackle a debate over the school bond vote in Minot. We'll also talk with some other folks about just some things that are going on here in Minot, so stay tuned for that coming up. A news story last night that broke that had much of the political class in a tither was that another North Dakota state legislature who supported tougher DUI laws was arrested for a DUI.
That's got to be embarrassing. Oh, man.
You know, it is, and you know, I feel awful. This one happens to be a Democrat, Scott Kelsch, who's from Fargo. A lot of Democrats were quick to suggest that Senator Joe Miller, a Republican from up at Park River, should resign when he had a similar situation earlier. So obviously this is the danger of sort of playing political games with incidents. I'm, you know, number one, DUIs are serious business, so I don't want to in any way diminish those, but I don't think Scott Kelsch, the legislator, should be treated any differently than Joe Schmo, the banker. You know what I mean?
He will have some political fallout to deal with. You know, it definitely cost Tom Emmer the governorship in Minnesota without any doubt, because he'd had a DUI 20 years ago, and then the week before the election against Dayton, his campaign managers found drunk running in the ditch. So between the two events, it was enough to throw him over the top.
You know,
it's a stigma.
A DUI was the reason that we had the long, protracted 2000 presidential election. Because remember,
right.
George W. Bush had a DUI decades earlier, and it came out literally as the last-minute surprise. And every political, expert worth their salt said that was just enough to, you know, cause some concerns about George Bush, and all of a sudden you had, you know, a 50-50 race. So they do make a difference, and look, that's just something we ought to consider with everything. I just don't think, other than voters, the next time that person chooses to put themselves on the ballot, considering that information, I don't think that we ought to pile on, personally. You know, in other words, Scott Kelsch is obviously going through a tough situation, and I feel bad for him. I felt bad for Joe Miller, and I think, obviously, no special favors. Treat him like you would anybody else, but I'm not going to revel in somebody else's. I guarantee you there's a lot of Republicans going, yeah, girl, perfect, all right, great, now we can give it back to the, you know, the Democrats. That's I'm not going there.
Well, yeah, and he's going to have a real ding to his insurance, of course, his driving record, credibility. Not to mention, it's got a lot of fallout. But if it's the only one, we're inclined to give people a second chance, but, hope that he learned his lesson.
Exactly. What do you make of this sit-in at the West Fargo school? The students will not be punished, but they were, chanting in the lunchroom?
Yeah, chanting. We want Jonas. Jonas was ousted as a coach, and really, I don't know why he was ousted. It seems like a private matter, so there's speculation about why he was ousted, and I don't know why he was ousted. He was just ousted.
And nobody knows, and that's one of the reasons they did what they did. Do you think it's what do you make of the fact the school is not going to punish him for that kind of behavior?
I don't know.
I know. There's a part of me that sees, students do stuff like this that thinks, you know, good. Rather than just walking through life like robots, they're passionate about something. In this case, it's a coach and supporting him. And, you know, so I don't know if it's a punishable offense anyway. They care, right?
Now, well, they like this guy. They felt that a lot of them felt like he had been a good, you know, leader in their lives.
On the other hand, these things can get a little out of hand sometimes, too. One other story we'll tackle a little bit today as well. The Democrats held a hearing on the Tioga oil spill. That was in Stanley, actually. And I think that isn't something that should be a Democratic field hearing or a Republican field hearing, to tell you the truth. That's just something we ought to all be concerned about. We'll tackle that as well. Some coverage of that in today's My Not Native Daily News as well. Thanks, Mark. We'll chat with you bottom of the hour. Steve all Bakken right. and I will preview what's on your mind next. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights Parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all three nights in a classic room. $449 for three nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
What was this other big hit?
Pardon me?
What was this other big hit?
Oh, you're the year of what?
Nicely done, Scott.
What was it? Year of the cat?
Year of the cat.
Year of the cat. Okay, yeah. It's all those years on light on K-Lite 104.3 playing all those songs. Yeah. In fact, I am a human Shazam. Do you have that app? Is it Shazam? That app that you can put on your phone, hold up to a speaker, and it'll tell you any song?
I use SoundHound for that one.
SoundHound? I've never heard of that one. I think it's Shazam. But anyway, I don't cheat. Favorite family game when we're traveling, radio on, song comes on. Dad, what is it? Give me a second. And then they test me with Shazam. So
usually I can name that song in two notes.
Wow. Remember that show? That was a dandy. Could name that tune in. They don't make game shows like they used to.
No, they don't. They don't do a lot of things like they used to.
I watched a very strange show on TBS last night. I never watch TV. I just do not. I don't have time for it. You know, I mean, I'm to the point I hardly watch Fox News Channel anymore to pick up, used to be Special Report every day, an hour, at least have that. Don't have the time. Don't have time to read a newspaper. Don't have the time to watch a television show. But it was the strangest show.
I thought you were a big MSNBC guy.
No, I'm actually not. Sorry. Sorry to disappoint you. Do you watch TBS at all?
I don't have cable because I can't validate the expense.
Because you don't watch it enough.
I don't watch TV enough. I watch everything online that I need to watch. And...
Well, I was at the Sleep Inn last night in Minot, and my wife said, "You got to watch this show. Just watch this show with me." And
one
I said,
of the Swamp People movies.
What's that?
Was it one of the like Swamp People shows, or
it was Big Bang Theory?
Oh, I love that show.
It's like four goofy guys, and they're all a little odd, but they're funny, and I guess that's TBS's deal. Anyway, it was funny. It was, you know,
it's actually a CBS show, but it's in syndication on TBS.
Oh, is that the deal? I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the number one rated sitcom.
So it's a big deal, and I didn't
watch. Do you?
I don't. So that's would be reruns of a show that's still. A big deal on CBS, you're telling me?
Yeah, that's the number one rated sitcom.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm out of touch, folks. I don't have time for pop culture and primetime TV. But I do have time to pay attention to what's happening in the news so we can talk about it on What's On Your Mind. And today on the program, we're going to chat with Daryl Somerville. Daryl is with the group Yes for Students. And they are pushing a yes vote on a vote, obviously, in Minot for the schools. So we're going to talk about that. We have both sides of that issue today. And so we'll hear Daryl Somerville at 9:30 and then at 10 o'clock, Bob Hale. Of course, Bob Hale is not unfamiliar to folks on the tax front in North Dakota. He has been battling on Measure 2, and now he's battling on the Minot schools. So we're going to tackle that issue. Obviously, it's the specific issue is on the ballot for folks in Minot, but I think pretty much every community within the sound of our voice is dealing with some issue related to schools and growth and taxes, and so it's a debate we all can have a piece of today.
Yeah, that's the one thing, too. It's kind of universal across the state because no matter where you go in North Dakota, you do have that growth. And quite often, a lot of the schools that were contracting not that long ago are burgeoning at the seams. The Minots, the Bismarcks, the cities that put it to a bond issue, a referendum of the people, and let the people vote on it, I give them all kudos. Then you run into the situations where school districts have taken the generosity given to the taxpayers of this state from the last legislative session, and you have those school districts that are looking at it as a blank check. That's, to me, is the wrong way to go about growing school and alleviating growth.
You know, first of all, the way to settle this is a vote. So I applaud him for that because, you know, I do think we've gotten to the point where property taxes have crept up in so many places, and you go back and look and say, hey, did I really have a say in that, right? I mean, you obviously have a say when you elect a school board member, but... So, you know, kudos to Minot to say voters decide, and we'll hear both sides of the debate and weigh in here today on the program. But I you see one of these. You know, the frustrating part is when they have like 10 votes, And, you know, they just keep asking the question until somebody says yes and get it, sort of beat the voters down. Those are the unfortunate ones. But anyway, well, I don't know enough history about Minot and how long they've been at this, if this is flood related, if this is, you know, about just the boom that's happening in the Bakken and the related growth of Minot or what. Minot is booming, but we'll tackle that debate from both sides today on the program. We're going to try and track down some folks from DOT as well and just find out. It looks as though, you know, they might have been caught off guard a little bit with the system that hit a good chunk of Minnesota. Heard a lot of complaints from motorists, and if you're one of them, want to hear from you. And we'll try and get you some answers from the DOT.
Quick, though. I mean, we were fortunate. It almost acted like a little bit of a clipper system, but it did go through awfully quick. Otherwise, we could have had some really big snow amounts. I mean, 6.5 inches in Williston, and some of the reports from the road conditions over there, maybe they were caught a little bit off guard with the amount of snow that they got.
Now, reading the DOT's, this is actually Ward County's Highway Department snow and ice removal policy, and you know, it talks a lot about normal working hours. And, you know, they're obviously, it says, typically during and after a storm, snow removal and sanding operations will be conducted between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. That seems odd, doesn't it? You know, I don't know why you stop at 6. Now, a lot of the complaints I was hearing was during K-Fire Cafe yesterday. So it was, you know, in the afternoon. So this thing started in the afternoon. So if that's normal hours, I don't know why. And that's, again, Ward County policy. But we're going to try and find out more about that. So we'll dig into that a little bit on the program. We're also going to talk about this DUI, Scott Kelch. You know, this is unfortunate for Democrats that made a big deal out of Joe Miller now because they wanted Scott Kelch to resign, you know, or Joe Miller to resign, rather, because he's a Republican legislator that got caught. Now should Scott Kelch resign? I don't think either ought to resign, but, you know, maybe we can stop these petty games now. What do you think, Steve?
I think what happened this last legislative session, and both Joe Miller and Scott Kelch were legislators that voted for the increased DUI penalties, which the biggest problem with that was it took a lot of the flexibility, took a lot of the latitude out of the hands of law enforcement and the courts. That was the biggest problem. It took
well, it's a different debate, though. I mean, you're talking about not liking the law. I'm just talking about, you know, the fact that you're a legislator, never mind the DUI legislation. Does that put you at a higher standard? We're going to talk about that and what's your take. All coming up on the program, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Mark, you've had a guitar in your hand. Many times have you ever played this song?
No, I haven't.
You know what it is?
Somewhere in my brain, but not is not the part connected to my mouth.
Eastbound and Down.
There you go.
So
you were a
again.
DJ for quite a while, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Eastbound and Down. Who sings it, though? It was the singer that was in the Smokey and the Bandit.
Jerry Reed.
There you go, Jerry Reed. Exactly right.
Thanks to Chris.
Chris came up with it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Reed's still alive?
I don't know, but I thought he was a great guitar player. He's a terrific studio magician.
He died in 2008. Thank you. Thank you, Bing. Do you Bing things or do you Google things?
Well, it depends on which computer I'm on. I just go and ask. Sometimes the one in front of me would be Google, and the one other one says a Bing on it.
I see. You just go to whatever search engine is there.
Whatever's there.
Yeah. I've said before that Google doesn't have 1,000 employees in North Dakota, so I prefer to go with the home team to Bing things because of Microsoft's presence. One of the biggest campuses outside of their headquarters in Redmond, Washington is in North Dakota. You know why?
Why?
Quality of the workforce.
See?
Do you know they do Bill Gates' paycheck is generated in Fargo at Microsoft? They do all the payroll.
Must take three Oompa Loompas to carry it to him.
They do all the payroll for Microsoft worldwide out of Fargo, Microsoft.
How many employees do they have?
In Fargo?
Yeah, no, worldwide.
Oh, worldwide, good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think they're nearer or over 1,000 in Fargo. So, pretty significant. Anyway, just remember that. When you have a choice there, you know, that's the home team. Pretty significant. I'm much more worried about mom-and-pop business owners up and down Main Street than I am Microsoft. They'll be fine. But
well,
it's nice that... When you have a choice of, search engines, I lean towards the home team. That's the only thing. And by the way, the reason they do the payroll in North Dakota, Mark, is because the cost per transaction is lowest here. So, again, it's efficiency. It just is that good old-fashioned heartland work ethic. You know what I mean?
It is.
About. Yeah.
You know, North Dakota is growing. They've doubled their number of millionaires since 2011. That's kind of exciting news.
It is. And that's just people that are, I mean, most folks obviously have businesses where they're putting the income and things like that. You know what I mean? So, in other words, there's a lot more millionaires than 1,000 millionaires in North Dakota.
Yeah. Like 11,000.
What I'm saying is, by tax return, they're saying it's doubled to what, 1,100 or something? Wasn't that the number?
Yeah, that's something like that.
But I guarantee you there's a lot more millionaires in North Dakota than that. But, in other words, people that have businesses that have, that are getting that are filing as a corporation that are you know, that's just people that actually show as on their income having over $1 million in actual income coming in.
Actual income, right.
You know, so.
It was 1,126 people incomes of more than $1 million from 634 in 2011. So,
but for instance, if you have mineral rights, as an example, a lot of folks will set up a company to own the mineral rights, right?
So and then just pay themselves whatever they want to pay themselves.
Exactly. So they're, what
a
I'm
lot
saying
of people
is
that are living on a farm that they already own with a oil well in it, and they probably don't need $1 million, you know, for sunflower seeds.
Exactly. So that, you know, the we don't know how many actual millionaires there are in North Dakota. My point is, I'll bet it's, I'd say times double digits for sure, that 1,100 number. Maybe
more. Millionaires, there would be many times that, because that's the net worth of over $1 million. But $1 million a year income, you know, that's a different thing. But still, there's a whole ton of millionaires that could generate $1 million cash or by any kind of liquidation.
Exactly. And in fact, there used to be a stat every year about the number of millionaires per capita. And North Dakota was always off the charts, high up, mainly because of the ag economy. So now you combine the ag economy and what's going on in the energy boom, and that would be something. Speaking of the energy boom, there was a pipeline hearing in Stanley yesterday. And here's the story from the Minot Daily News. More than 2,000 pipelines used to gather or transfer oil and salt water have been unregulated in North Dakota, and although the state has proposed a fix, landowners don't believe it goes far enough. Lynn Helms, executive director of the State Oil and Gas Division, spoke about proposed rules for currently unregulated pipelines before a 3-member legislative panel of the North Dakota Democratic NPL Caucus Wednesday in Stanley. House Minority Leader Kenton Onstad of Partial chaired a panel that included John Warner, the senator from Ryder, and Marvin Nelson, a representative from Raw, to get an update on a large spill near Tioga in September and find out what is being done to prevent future spills in the state. Stats from the Oil and Gas Division show 1,253 spills so far this year. More than 75% of spilled oil or salt water has been contained to the site. Onstad said it's a little concerning to a lot of folks that there's really no oversight over gathering lines. There's a whole host of gathering lines that are out there. Helms explained that there has been no mapping to even determine where those shorter pipelines are located or to determine how many miles of them exist. The 2,125 saltwater pipelines, many running from drilling sites to disposal wells, aren't regulated like cross-country pipelines. The North Dakota Public Service Commission and U.S. Pipeline Hazardous Materials and Safety Administration have regulatory authority over certain pipelines, but not gathering and transfer lines. The 2013 legislature gave the Department of Mineral Resources authority to draft rules for the first time over these types of pipelines. Helms called the new regulations authority a watershed change. This changes everything. There's going to be some construction requirements in place. So they're looking at changes. But Northwest Landowners Association was there last night. Troy Coons, Myron Hansen, maybe some others. And I'm going to invite them on the program soon to get their take on what should be done differently. Because obviously, when an accident happens, like happened north of Tioga, up Steve Jensen's farm there, you're going to be concerned about it. You're going to want to know, hey, what's happened here, why, and how. And thankfully, these are, I mean, you think of how many pipelines are there and that safely carry, all kinds of different things just fine. You know, there's no doubt that the safety record here is pretty good, but when one happens like this, you examine everything. I think that's appropriate. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, I think they're being sensible and trying to do it right. What happens when you get a saltwater spill? How much can it be? Can the soil? I imagine it's a function of quantity and where it happens. If it's on cropland or, you know.
And obviously that forum story of digging into, the spill at Tioga has caused a whole different number of, investigations and questions to be raised, which I think is appropriate. Forum editorial today is suggesting a change in pipeline regulation. And again, changes have been proposed. Some folks don't think it's enough. We'll continue to debate that. One other story I want to get to here and just get your take on. before we get to some sports headlines. Kathy Hawken is a Republican representative from Fargo, and she's one of these pro-choice Republicans. She says personally she's against abortion, but has always been in favor of the pro-choice side, and was an opponent of the legislation that passed, bipartisan legislation, in the last session. She's hosting a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. Can you be against abortion and host a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood?
Well, I guess you can say anything you want. You know, it, I imagine her logic is fairly tortured, but it seems to me it'd be kind of incompatible.
Yeah. Is that hypocritical?
I think so. I mean, especially when you realize that how much money Planned Parenthood spends on promoting abortion and how dishonest they are in telling their clients about their services.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood is, in my mind, evil. They are the biggest abortion provider. They do it for money. It's a huge moneymaker for them. It's the vast majority of the money they make. And, you know, they just, they're cheerleaders for it. We know this from folks that have worked for Planned Parenthood abortion clinics and left, that it's money, 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 and don't show them the ultrasound and go, you know, go. It's evil. It is absolutely evil. There's no concern for the women there. There's concern for their bottom line. So to hold a fundraiser for them is just staggering to me and puts her in the flaming pro-abortion crowd. Very unfortunate. Quick sports headlines, Mark. What do you got there?
Well, Heatley haunts the Senators. He scored 50 goals out there in Ottawa twice. Left under kind of bad terms. He got an assist and a goal. And then Koivu won the game 4-3 just in the last couple of minutes. So the Wild played well. Paul, you know, this amazing Chris Paul had 16 points in the final quarter to stun the Wolves, who were ahead by as much as 16 and really played very, very lame D. And turns out, Ponder is going to be the quarterback again for the Vikings. But the big happy silver cloud, silver lining takeaway was that Kevin Martin got his first big league double-double. He got 10 rebounds and 28 points. So this great, great addition to our team from Oklahoma continues to shine.
How about that? By the way, back to the Vikings thing, what do you make of the Ponder decision?
You know, the guys had like nine interceptions, four turnover fumbles. I don't get it. He's been floundering, but he's got some history, some confidence about going against the pack. And Rodgers is apparently out, so they're figuring that he's got given them the best chance to beat Green Bay. And so there he is.
Pick one, just pick one for crying out loud, and stick with it. I see Adrian Peterson so happy with it.
Is happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the timing is really good. It's more consistent, you know, with Adrian. So that's a good vote. Adrian's got the biggest vote, I would think.
It's also the first time he's offered a defense of Ponder. So anyway, he gave him a thumbs up on that decision. So,
you know, in the subtleties of confidence, maybe that'll be enough to help Ponder just have a few better decisions. He just had a couple of really bad decisions in the last game, and other than that, he played pretty well.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620. Or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
I'm not even going to try and guess on this one. I've been playing Name That Tune all morning here, and I make my hot. It's Led Zeppelin?
Oh, all right.
Sorry, I was never a big Led Zeppelin fan, to tell you the truth. What's the song? Do you know that, Aaron? Were you on it? When the Levee Breaks. My gosh. That one I should know. Maybe. Maybe we think. All right. You're batting 500. Not bad. Back on What's on Your Mind, and check the weather in just a moment here. Give you a preview of what's to come on the program. Question of the day, is a DUI charge reason enough for a politician to resign? And does it make a difference if that politician supported a stronger DUI laws? We'll talk about that. Unfortunate situation for North Dakota Democrats in that they were calling for a Republican legislator in that similar situation to resign, and now one of their own has been caught in that, which is one of the reasons, in my view, you ought not play politics with people's lives. But I want your take on that. 855-200-1776 or weigh in on Facebook. Mark and Grand Forks wanted to weigh in on our discussion on Kathy Hawken earlier. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I would imagine she calls herself a Christian too, right?
I don't know the answer to that. I would assume so.
Yeah, I don't know how you could go to church every Sunday and then be pro-choice. I don't know. It's just a bizarre thing. But to me, it's no different than, you had Pastor Bob Fu on your program a while ago from China. He said it's the biggest Holocaust in the world, the one child abortion policy, forced abortions in China, but yet people like yourself put the interest of free trade ahead of all these aborted children because, you know, we keep allowing the communist government of China to buy up properties in North Dakota and around and in this country. But shouldn't we stand against China and say, hey, you're not going to be able to trade freely and buy U.S. properties unless you stop murdering, mass murdering children?
Yeah, it's a sad deal. It is a sad deal the way, I mean, obviously we do, right? But we still do business with them. I mean, we oppose it. We take diplomatic measures to put pressure on them. We play those games, but we don't say no. We don't stop it. We don't shut it off. And, you know, some experts would argue because we'd be harmed more by that than they would be. But what have they bought up in North Dakota recently, Mark?
They'll be buying into this new natural gas plant being considered by Onoke from Oklahoma. It was just reported yesterday in the news here in Grand Forks. Chinese company, probably a state-owned entity, will be one of the largest investors in that plant. But they bought up the largest pork processor in this country, Smithfield Foods. It's a Chinese state-owned entity. You know, I mean, the idea that somehow we put, you know, the proceeds from free trade ahead of the largest Holocaust of children in the world, it's unconscionable.
Yeah.
You know, not to mention
I wasn't I wasn't aware that that One Oak, in other words, One Oak is a U.S. company. They're out of Oklahoma, and but in this case, you're saying they're going to invest in that company. So it's not the Chinese themselves, but nonetheless, they're investing in that company. I know that issue came up. Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember when, but a lot of mineral leases and oil assets were sold off by Aubrey McClendon's company down there, another one in Oklahoma City, and there was a number of concerns, including by Republican senators, Inhofe, one of them, on the program. So I don't disagree. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Mark. Let's check the weather here quickly and run through what we're looking at weather-wise. I'm looking at the road report, and it looks like things are improving. I mean, all roads are passable, and it's just there is some snow compact and some ice compact. Pretty much, a large chunk of North Dakota, north of 94 is the easiest way for me to describe where that particular situation is at. So, as far as how we're going looking forward here, let me start in the oil patch today and just give you a quick little rundown of how we're looking. It's 13 degrees below zero right now in Tioga. So the cold has definitely hit. At this hour, 13 degrees. The high today will be 16, so we're going to reverse that pretty good, then back down to 9 below tonight. We'll have some snow tomorrow again, 14 degrees, overnight low minus 6. And Saturday, the sun comes out 19. Sunday, not bad. Some partly sunny skies and 36 degrees, so not too terrible there. In the eastern end of the state, Red River Valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. It's 14 degrees in Fargo at this hour. Blowing around pretty good here today, and it will continue. Those wind gusts are going to continue. It'll be 19 today, 12 below tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, 28 degrees, overnight low 7. Saturday, we will get sunshine, but cooler, 18 degrees. And Sunday, cloudy. It'll be nice Sunday and Monday in the valley with temps upwards. We might even hit 40, believe it or not, on Sunday. So back up there, nice 36 degrees on Monday, Tuesday, partly sunny, and 25 degrees. Right now in Minot, it is 8 degrees below zero. And as we head a little bit west, 13 below, as I mentioned, under sunny skies in Tioga. On the other end of the state, Grand Forks, mostly cloudy at 9 at this hour. And we're looking at, what did I tell you in Fargo? 14 degrees, cloudy skies at this hour. So there you've got it. Timing on the on the weather situation coming up, what's on your mind? We're going to tackle this DUI question first. Is a DUI by a politician a, firing offense, time to leave? Or do you leave that to the voters at the next ballot? And does it make any difference if that person supported stronger DUI laws? Or is this silly political games? Why don't you take on that? And some road reports, too, coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.